Welcome, everyone. Let me first start by thanking, although I doubt that they are at this meeting, but they may be, Mark Byatt of the IFRS Foundation, his colleague Ben Latham, the web manager, and Thomas Herkiel, the head of publishing for the IFRS Foundation. Mark is the director of external affairs, and the three of them conducted a live demo just before this meeting started of the IFRS.org website and the IFRS Standards Navigator, the new and improved. It's really well done, extremely well done, very impressive. If you, when you have a chance, not during this meeting, maybe after the meeting, but not during the meeting, when you have a chance, log on to the site, give yourself a self-guided tour. You don't necessarily need to re-register, but when you log in, you will be asked a few questions. So it is very impressive, and Lee, I'd be grateful if you would thank Mark, Ben, and Thomas for me. It was time well spent. So advisory council matters. It's been 2 months since we last met. Where does the time go? Again, these virtual meetings, this works very well. It allows us to be adaptable and flexible. And really, from my perspective, it's we're making very good use of technology during these unusual COVID circumstances. Before we know it, this will be almost the new norm. I know England has eased many of its lockdown restrictions just yesterday, and before we know it, we will be returning face-to-face meetings. Let's hope, anyway. And by the way, the discussion we had in February about working practices in a post-COVID world—that was really a very good one in my view. Because a lot of the meetings, a lot of the roundtables, things that I've attended since then, really touched on a lot of the issues that we discussed back in February. So that, I think we were, in many respects, ahead of the curve. And now people are indeed talking about, once we get back to a new normal. And no doubt that we'll continue to use technology as we've been doing. But I do look forward to face-to-face meeting. So today's meeting really is a good example of how technology could be leveraged to help with the timeliness of the efficiency of our work. Today we're having a targeted discussion on a single topic. And it's of great interest to all. It's very quickly involved. And it involves a big group like ours, and it allows us to discuss these specific issues in breakout sessions. So for today, most of our four-hour meeting will be devoted to sustainability. In just a moment, we will start today's discussion by giving us an update. As I mentioned, this is moving at breakneck speed. We will have very specific targeted questions that have been distributed to you, and that we'll discuss those during the breakout sessions. Given the nature of those questions, we will really need to be disciplined and stay on point. And there are so many questions that that relate to the sustainability reporting question. For today, we need to just focus on those questions that have been circulated. The good news is that there will definitely be other opportunities to discuss the SSB, the proposed SSB and related issues. Now, the meeting after this one, 11th of May, if I remember correctly, that'll focus on the third agenda consultation. So again, that will be a targeted discussion on a single topic. That consultation, of course, will define the board's work plan starting from next year out to 2026. So given the very many considerations, questions, angles, dimensions of the proposed SSB, there will continue to be much to discuss in the coming months. And I think we will be able to continue to make good use of this kind of technology to get updates and to hopefully provide feedback and support to the trustees. We will, the meeting after May is not until November, so that gives us lots of time. to hopefully reconvene and discuss some of these sustainability issues. Aside from sustainability, today we will have our customary updates. Erkki Liikanen, the IFRS Foundation Chair, will give us an update on the trustees' activities. I believe Sue Lloyd, the Vice Chair of the Board, will be standing in for Hans to provide us an update on the Board's activities. And I also believe Neely Shah, the Executive Technical Director, will be providing feedback on our feedback, so to speak. Now, today, before we get started, I am especially pleased to welcome our newest member. That's Georg Lanfermann. As you recall, our very own Andreas Barchau will soon take the reins as the chair of the IASB, the board. Georg was appointed president of the accounting standard setting body of Germany with effect from 1st of March of this year. So, Georg, welcome to the advisory council.
Now, thank you very much.
Pleasure. And just a little bit of housekeeping before we get started. We'll have a break about midway through this meeting. We will go, it's about a four hour meeting. We'll break about midway through. As a reminder, as always, if you'd like to make an intervention, please use the chat room. On my screen, that's the lower left-hand corner. So I look at that, I monitor that very carefully, as does Anna from the staff who supports the council. And so if you would like to take the floor, just write something, just it's the equivalent of raising your hand. So I will see you there, and I'll call on you when, and I, you know, there's nothing strategic about when I call on people. It's pretty much in the order in which you ask for the floor. What else? Oh yeah, of course, the obligatory, please use your mute button when you're not speaking, but please be sure to turn it off when you do want to speak. So without any further ado, Lee, can I ask you to get us started and give us an update on the sustainability reporting efforts?